TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
You know, Tim, it's kind of funny. I'm really eager to ask you something, but I'm holding back because I want to ask it once the
show is started.
Once the show's running.
Yeah. Well, we'll get this motherfucker started. You want to ask him how he's so gay?
Yes, sweet. Tim's so gay in so many ways.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
TanCast, everybody.
Welcome indeed, gentle folk.
Yes, you are back again, once again, for the funny that is not TanCast.
I'm Tim, the T in the funny that is not TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in the death of funny that is TanCast.
I'm Noah. I'm an N in funny, but it's not TanCast.
But not the N you're thinking of, the other N. Did I just blow your mind?
The other N stands for Negro.
Negro Noah. Ah, oh, damn it. Now we know which one Noah is.
You blew it, Andy. You blew it just like you blew that troop of fourth graders, which was highly inappropriate.
Troop.
It was a troop of them.
Hut, 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 hut. Gotta learn fractions. Hut, 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 hut.
Military recruitment is down. They got to do what they have to. All right. We have a troop of fourth graders now.
That would work. Who wants to shoot a fourth grader? Not I.
You've heard of, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Now it's, can you outdraw a fourth grader?
Draw, motherfucker. Oh, it's just so adorable.
At 20 paces.
Let's kick off some tan laughs.
I'd be afraid of that. Fourth graders got quick hands.
Tan laughs.
Fast, small, little hands.
Tan laughs. Tan laughs, it's time for tan laughs, time for tan laughs, William on the show. Alright, this one's from Gino. I don't know if either of you was planning to read this one. It got sent to all of us.
Oh, you go, girl.
Do it up.
I got a lot that were sent just to me, but this one made me laugh a lot. So a guy goes to the post office to apply for a job. I'm sorry, I am super tired. I imagine my reading skills are going to be very subpar this episode. So why did I pick a long joke? Your guess is as good as mine. Okay.
Because you're an idiot!
Uncalled for. So, a guy goes to the post office to apply for a job. The interviewer asks him, are you allergic to anything? He replies, yes, caffeine. I can't drink coffee. And the guy, it's the interviewer again. Have you ever been in the military service? Yes, he says. I was in Iraq for 2 years. The interviewer says, well, that gives you 5 extra bonus points towards employment. Then he asks, are you disabled in any way? The guy says, yes. A bomb exploded near me, and I lost both my testicles. The interviewer grimaces and says, oh, okay. You've got enough points for me to hire you right now. Our normal hours are from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can start tomorrow at 10 a.m. and plan on starting at 10 a.m. every day. The guy's puzzled and asks, if the work hours are from 8 to 4, why don't you want me here until 10 a.m.? The guy goes, this is a government job. For the first 2 hours, we just stand around drinking coffee and scratching our balls. No point in you coming in for that.
Hey now, I see a flaw in that logic. What if this guy really likes coffee?
He's allergic to coffee, you idiot.
It's like the caffeine. Second line.
Well, I guess technically
fucking...
he can drink decaf, if you want to get technical.
He literally says, I can't drink coffee. Those are the words that come out of that is the text in this joke.
But then he could be around all the people with the smell. What if he really likes the smell of coffee, I guess I should have said. Because I'm allergic to cranberries, and I love the shit out of some cranberries.
Well, that's because you're an idiot, though.
That's because I like
pain. But you've never said I can't drink cranberries.
Oh, that's true. I just said I can't breathe in cranberry juice.
Well, Why would you want it anyways?
Most people will find that and breathing are mutually exclusive.
Yes, well, most people would find that is mildly annoying and, you know, just generally good advice. Whereas I struggle for breath after having done so.
You know what? I'm going to throw this out here. If you're breathing juice of any sort, that is more than mildly annoying.
Okay.
Unless you've got some sort of oxygen juice that you're working on,
what
like
if
in the
booty
abyss.
Juice?
Noah will breathe booty juice all day.
I don't want to breathe booty juice. Now not only am I not getting oxygen, it smells like ass.
Yeah, but
and
you
probably
know,
tastes like ass. I am soaking with ass.
No, you're soaked with booty. That's
yep,
much better.
Booty.
What is the difference between booty and ass?
Oh, there's a big difference, my friend.
It's subtle.
I think it's so subtle that it doesn't exist.
You would be wrong, homosexual.
No, because ass is something that that sweaty truckers have.
Booty is something a soft, sensual lady has.
Mm-hmm. And even if that booty smells a little bit like ass, it's still booty.
It's bootylicious.
And you're still glad to be there. Even if it's a little gross. You're like, this is a little gross. But that's okay. That just makes it dirty.
I cannot sign off on anything you guys are saying. None of this changes the fact that I don't want to breathe any booty juice.
Tim's missing out, Noah.
I know he is missing out.
More booty juice for you, I guess.
More booty juice for us. Mm-hmm. More monkey pussy for me.
I'm sure that's a line from something, but...
It's Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
He was talking about how we got AIDS.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I probably could have worked backwards from the punchline to that.
But we don't have the type
of
time.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, I'll do a tan laugh here.
Get it done.
This one was sent to me nearly a year ago, about 9 months ago, by Todd. So, Todd, it's time
so
for this joke
this
to...
So, if this joke had been pregnant, it would have a baby bear now.
Well, and that's exactly what's happening. Todd impregnated my email account, and now the joke is sliding out of my email account's gooey vag, covered in booty juice.
Why is there booty juice coming out of the vag?
It's
fucking
all,
your plumbing
it's all
is
the
all
booty juice
up.
Area. It's just, it just gets crazy. You don't know what's coming from where. It's just, it's all this mishmash of stuff, things, kind of flying at your head.
Is Addy telling a joke? I tuned out. What's going on?
A man and his wife go to their honeymoon place for their 25th anniversary. As the couple reflected on the magical evening 25 years ago, the wife asked the husband, "When you first saw my naked body in front of you, what was going through your mind?" The husband replied, "All I wanted to do was fuck your brains out, suck your tits dry." Then, as the wife undressed, she asked, "What are you thinking now?" He replied, "Looks like I did a pretty good job." And as two quick bonuses, here's a Yo Mama joke.
Wait. You said Todd sent this to you?
Yes.
Well, you'll be happy to know that 9 months ago you already told this joke.
Alrighty.
Wow, go ahead Tim's and like tell the on other spot. John's spot 9 months ago and 5 days and 3 hours and 35 seconds.
Well, while you were tuning out, that's how long ago Andy said he sent this joke.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's what's called paying attention while other people talk. It's called courtesy. Look it up.
What the fuck did you say, Tim?
I said Noah's a piece of shit.
He says, "I fucking hate Noah." Well, then let me go find another joke. Noah?
I don't know if you told those two other pieces of the Yo Mama jokes.
Oh, well, I've already put it away.
You fail at life.
Now you heard his feelings.
And I've got a new Todd joke.
Do it.
Why do women take longer than men to reach orgasm?
I don't know.
Who cares? How do you know when it's time to wash dishes and clean the house?
I don't know.
Look inside your pants. If you have a penis, it's not time. Thanks, Todd. He labeled them classic sexist jokes, and I would have to agree.
Those are classic. Classic.
And sexist. And we laughed. Therefore, they're jokes.
I got a little jokey joke for you. This is courtesy of Maxim's funniest jokes in the whole fucking world. I didn't say that.
The whole fucking world,
this is ever. I don't know. Ever. Whole world. Almost. Anyways, a 75-year-old man goes to confession and tells the priest, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I had sex last night with two 20-year-olds, and I had sex with each 3 times. Priest says, "How long has it been since your last confession, my son?" Man says, "I've never been confession. I'm Jewish." "So why are you telling me this?" asks the priest. The man says, "I'm telling everybody!"
It's an old joke, but a goodie.
Yeah, I was trying to think where I heard it. I think I heard it on that History Channel's History of the Joke.
Oh, did you? Well, there you go.
Now you've heard it on Tancast. Write it down, rub it down. Slap it in some booty juice.
Back it up,
they even
it, rub it
adapted
down. Oh,
it
no.
to a Family Guy episode. I think it was The Father, the Son, and the Holy Fonz. Something like that.
The Holy Fonz.
Sure.
So did you, Andy, you want to ask Tim a little something?
Oh, is that the part that we're at in the show? So, Tim, how was your yesterday? You said you're a little tired, a little worn out. Busy day?
Yeah. I drove back and forth to Disneyland from up here in the Bay Area. Because I went to Disneyland's Club 33.
Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
Which I posted a blog about, and Jeff wrote, "I have no idea what Club 33 is." And I was like, "Oh yeah, I guess if you're not a Disney nerd, you don't really know what that means." Like, all right, was Club 32 booked?
Whereas Tim IM'd me earlier in the week and said, "Holy shit, I'm going to Club 33 on Saturday." And my response was, "Oh my god, get shit from the bathroom."
How did you know about the shit in the bathroom?
I'd read it somewhere.
Ah, well, yeah, I got some of those towels from the bathroom.
You can just take the towel?
Although, well, they're like paper towels. But they're nice. They're the, you know, very soft, and they're embroidered with the Club 33 logo.
Jesus fucking Christ. Damn. I know you're paying, what, $10,000 or $1,000 for whatever fucking much it is. Paying for them embossing paper towels.
The minimum you can spend on a meal is $72.
Is how much?
$72. Ooh, that's the minimum.
Nice, that's not even including tip, baby.
Nope. I got out of there with $101.
Woo! Give me Christmas.
That's not counting all the souvenirs I bought. Of course, I bought them on behest of my mom, so.
Yeah, let's see here. Gold membership, so the cheapest membership for a single person. Buy-in fee of $10,450. Annual dues of $3,275.
How much? $3,000?
$3,275 annual fee.
Wow.
After the buy-in. And that can
be used.
And that
does not include a single bite of food in your mouth yet.
Yep, that is access to walk in the door.
They should fucking have fucking Walt Disney fucking pop up from the grave and suck your dick for that. Zombie Walt Disney.
As I understand it, if you are a Club 33 member, access to Disneyland is free.
That is correct. That's why
I would fucking hope so.
That's why they make you pay the $72 in your food, because they give you the admission, that they give you a free ticket to Disneyland, which is $72.
Yep.
Wait. So every time you go there as a Club 33 member, you have to go get some food so you can pay for your ticket?
I know if you bring guests that they do.
Well, it's a restaurant.
Okay. I mean, like, can you just go in and go, "I'm not going to go to the Club 33 and eat food today. I'm just going to walk around Disneyland"? You probably don't know, dude.
Well, that's not the same. I mean, it's not just a pass to Disneyland. So you would just get a pass to Disneyland if you wanted to do that.
Right. Well, Annie was saying you get free admission to Disneyland, so I wasn't sure if, like, that meant you could just walk in any time.
Well, the free admission to Disneyland is covered by your $72 meal.
Okay. So you don't get the free admission until you go eat. You can't just walk in and say, "Hey, I'm
going." Yeah, I think it's that you get billed if you go there and you don't buy a ticket and you don't go to the actual club.
Gotcha.
Well, I mean, you have to make a reservation, and if you make a reservation, why wouldn't you eat?
No. I'm asking, regardless if you're going to Club 33, if you could just go into Disneyland. Like, let's say you just want to go down there, don't want to go eat.
No, because, yeah, it's not an annual pass membership that you've bought. You, like, literally, like, I'm nothing. You get nothing for all that money except the chance to make a reservation.
It is the price to walk in the door.
Tim, me and you are in the wrong business, sir. We need to start our own exclusive club.
We're going to start Club 34. Why? Because it's one better.
Club 69, baby.
No.
Yeah. Everyone wants to go there.
Club 69. I will bet you Club 69 already exists.
Not here.
Club 34.
Ha-ha. So, Tim, tell us about your experience.
That was some good fucking food. I mean, you would think it would be.
Was it $72 good?
Was it what?
Could you go down to Cheesecake Factory and get a comparable meal for the same price?
No.
It was that much better?
Yeah. It was Hell's Kitchen good. All right, I've stunned the crowd with that one.
Well, I didn't try Hell's Kitchen.
I have no point of reference for that.
Hell's Kitchen is good.
Okay.
There's fucking good chefs in there doing some good shit. Although apparently making a risotto is impossible. All right.
It's
great to tell inside jokes about a show people don't watch.
Yep. It's kind of like when Noah said something about Dharmaville and you went, "Who?"
Exactly. It was funny when I was first telling Noah about this club and it was exclusive. I didn't tell him that it was a restaurant. He's like, "So what do you do? Just sit around and look at each other in the club? Like, hey, look at us. We're in the club."
You find me in the club. Really expensive ticket to get in.
I had fish of some sort. I do not remember what it was called. I don't remember what the original one that was on the menu was called, but they were out of that, so they had a substitute that they prepared in the same way. I don't remember what that was called either, but it was fucking delicious.
Alright.
What about that?
I had some shrimp cakes as an appetizer.
Is that included in your $72?
What's that?
Do you, like, for your $72, you get, like, a whole, like, four-course meal, or is each item, you know, a la carte?
Well, you don't have to pay $72. Like, you have to spend more – they say you have to spend more than – or at least $72 on your food. And if not – like, if you only order one thing and it wasn't that much, you still get charged $72.
Okay. But it's like a regular restaurant where it's, like, you know, you have, like, a main course. You can order appetizers that cost a little extra. You go order dessert that cost a little extra.
Dessert, extra.
Okay.
Drinks, extra. Oh, also, Club 33 is the only place in Disneyland where you can be served alcohol. So I took advantage of that by having several root beers.
Mmm. Beer.
Wild man.
Woo! Look out! Tim Babb's on the loose. And you also got a little, like, a little tour of the action there.
Nice.
Before we go any further, I should say this was all courtesy of the good folks at the Mousetalgia Podcast who invited me along. Thank you, Mousetalgia.
Interesting. And the ambiance, the decorations, was it Gigi?
It's all very – it's French-inspired because Walt's wife, Lillian Disney, big fan of the France. So they wanted to bring a piece of it back and have, like, their own private club to entertain. Unfortunately, Walt died before it opened. But they had
like a couple months before it opened, wasn't it?
Pirates, yes. Club 33, no. Like, there's this bust of Marie Antoinette that, like, there's another one that's actually in, I'm going to say the Louvre. Who knows where the fuck it is. It's somewhere in France where they keep French shit.
Keep it real.
Anyway, so this is another one, and they're like, it's not a replica. It's not a duplicate. It was another one made at the same time, Like, they made two, and, like, the other one is here. People just think, oh, that's a nice little duplicate. No, or like people think it's a prop from Mary Poppins, but no, it's like a fairly valuable bust that just people walk by and don't even give a shit. There's a lot of concept art and classic old pictures adorning the walls. They had some story about they had some weird shit. Like, some of it has nothing to do with Disney. Like, there's a statue of Apollo's priest being dragged down by some sea serpents because Apollo – something to do with the story of Troy. Like, this person was going to warn the Trojans that the horse was a trick or whatever, but this god wanted it – whatever. I don't fucking understand it. But, like, Because there was two people at this point. There was two people giving us the tour. Like, this was late. All right. I'm tired. Fucking, this doesn't make sense. Deal with it.
Okay.
All right, Pesci.
So our reservation was at 9, and we were sitting there, and the park closes at midnight, and I was like, wouldn't that be funny if we closed down the park? And they looked at me like, oh, Tim, you're crazy. We didn't leave until 1:30 in the morning.
Woo, fucking luck. What were you doing all that time?
Because, well, let me tell you. Oh, well, first there was a fire alarm. So we all had to evacuate for a while and then come back in.
Nice.
I was like, that's a unique experience inside a unique experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's like being in the private room inside the VIP club. And also, when you go to buy the souvenirs, apparently they have to walk to Zimbabwe to go get them.
It took a long time?
Fuck yes, it took a long time. And, like, I was just waiting for the guy to go get the souvenirs, and the people in front of me were waiting for him to go get the change. Apparently, he had to go to the U.S. Treasury himself and get the crisp bills. I was like, Jesus Christ. And then, when I got the bill for the souvenirs that I bought, there's a line for tip. I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. First of all, this hat is $20. Second of all, you took slightly longer than I would have to crochet one of these by hand. I could have fired up some sort of metal iron and made one of these lapel pins myself.
You should have written on the tip line, move the merch closer to the shop.
Although it sounds like I'm complaining about Club 33. I'm not. It was really cool. That was just so odd to me. Like, because Disney's just so customer service oriented most of the time. And, like, this guy's like, all right.
And they're so about, like, polishing everything about your experience there. Like,
yep,
little detail.
And you know what?
Work.
You want a souvenir? See you in an hour. Fuck yourself. Leave your friends waiting before they can start the tour.
And these are the souvenirs that you can only get Like, if you're a Club 33 member?
There are some that you can only get. Like, even if you're a guest there, you still can't buy them. You have to be a member to get. Like, there was some rings, like the Club 33 rings you could only get if you were an actual member. Not, like, I couldn't have gotten them if I wanted to. I mean, I could have broken the case and ran, but, yeah, you know, it seemed.
And what you got a hat?
I got a Mickey Mouse ears with the Club 33 logo on them.
Oh.
I got some lapel pins for my mom and her friends. Oh. They don't listen to this, I'm sure. And I was like, I think it's supposed to be a surprise.
What? I'm telling everybody. Everybody, Tim's mom and friends listen to Tankcast. It's wonderful.
Some scarves with the Club 33 logo on it and a polo shirt for my mom, which kind of sucked because I was like, which one do you want? There was like a red, black, brown, white. I think that was it. And she's like, well, I really like the red. And if they don't have that, I'll take the brown. If they don't have that, I'll take the black. And very last is the white. Guess which is the only one they had in her size.
Witty white. You are correct, sir. White is right.
Like, maybe we can dye it red.
How is the bathroom?
Fine.
Is it fancy? Did they have a little guy waiting?
No, but I hear the women's bathroom has like a throne for a toilet.
Wow.
I was like, why do they get a throne and we get... I mean, it was, like, the flushing thing is, like, one of those pull-down handles, like, old school. Like,
oh,
old, old school.
Ripped the shit out of that. Ah!
No. See, this is why people don't invite Noah in nice places.
Talk about...
ripping things out, shitting on the floor. Yeah, drinking booty juice.
I'm gonna take a horrible, nasty dump and then walk out with the door open.
I'm gonna do an upper decker. you couldn't do that because the upper decker is way up where that handle is.
That makes it that much more fucking awesome.
I peed, I flushed, and all of a sudden there's poo in the toilet.
Yes, that's a skyscraper. That's not an upper decker.
Dude, that's fucking inside the VIP, inside the private room, inside the private room. I only fucking was in Club 33. I fucking did an upper decker in that fucking toilet. That shit was hard.
I had to clean the roof like Spider-Man.
See, I was worried I was going to be stealing Mousetalgia's thunder by talking about this. I'm pretty sure they're not going to cover taking a shit in the upper deck of the toilet at Club 33. That's what makes that a classy podcast with a lot of listeners and us a floundering podcast with 7 listeners. Thank you, 7 listeners.
Had they ever been there before?
Yeah, one of them, Jeff, the guy who runs Doom Buggies. This was his 9th time.
Wow, look at him.
I know, I was like, well,
Bala! Why can't he share that shit?
He did.
I'd like to.
Just not with us.
In this case, he literally did. You asked me something like... and I got off track, and I can't remember where I was getting to, because I had to go back to the 9... So they take you on a tour through the thing, and then they tell you stuff.
fuck.
I cannot be asked for details at this time.
They tell you things.
I'm losing details, like my last name.
It's Bab.
What, Noah?
Your last name's Bab.
Oh, thanks, Noah. Always count on Noah. He's got your back.
I think I asked you why you were there so late.
That's why, because A, the fire alarm, and B, the waiting for the... merchandise, and then we took the tour very last, and that was it. Took the tour and last, and then we left.
The tour was just of the 33 place, or what was the tour of?
Yeah, just the club 33. But like, also, she was telling you the secrets of the shit behind. Like, they had he had microphones hidden in this one room in the chandelier, so that he could listen in another room.
How big was this place?
Not as big as I expected it to be, which I don't know why. As I was saying, like, I know the physical real estate that it occupies, and I don't know why I expected it to be big, but I did, and it was not.
I mean, was it as big as Pirates of the Caribbean is?
That restaurant in Pirates of the Caribbean, I would say, yeah, it's about comparable. The whole ride, no. Although you are literally right above that restaurant in Pirates of the Caribbean, and at one point they opened up this balcony so we could look out, and you could see where the boats would be going by if it weren't 1:30 in the morning. And, like, below you is the restaurant. And it's like this balcony where the musicians come out and they play, they serenade the folks eating at the Blue Bayou. And then you can see the door where they go out through.
Cool.
And apparently there's this two-way mirror, and then there's this door that no one could figure out how to unlock. Like, there was, like, one manager decided he was just going to sit there, and he sat there with every single key that they had and just went through for, like, an hour trying to unlock the door, and none of them worked. So he called one of the custodial people from Disneyland who had, like, all the keys, and they spent several hours trying every key until they finally got one that would unlock it. And then it had been so long, the door wouldn't open, so they can't tell what's on the other side of the two-way mirror. Like, the wood had settled in some way where they couldn't get it open, but they left it
unlocked.
Oh,
this is not while you were there.
What's that?
This is not while you were there. This is just a story.
Yeah, this, I was watching this happen. No. This was the story told to us.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, why it fucking took so long? I'm like, dude, I don't really need to see what's behind that mirror so bad, man. It's cool. It's cool.
I was like, man, this tour is long but thorough.
We're gonna open this door. No. We got keys. Hang on. We got another guy coming with more keys. No, we are gonna show you. Fucking sit your ass down. We are gonna show you.
Fuck it, that's crazy that you have... That there's some guy that has fucking every key to Disneyland. That's gotta be a lot of fucking keys.
Yeah.
Fucking, how do you fucking... What system do you have to label that shit?
The blue ones are Fantasyland. The teal ones are Tomorrowland. What's the brown one?
Shh. It land.
It's poo land.
So was it worth it, Tim?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, that's what the Kristen asked me. It was like, was this worth the drive down? I'm like, yeah.
You feel like you're in the inner sanctum now?
I feel like I've checked something off my bucket list. I have nothing left to live for.
Now, is that the only secret place, or was there another
secret? Disneyland?
Yeah.
Well, there is the Dream Suite, which was, it was supposed to be Walt's apartment, and for a while it was the Disney Gallery, where you could just walk in and see, like, concept art and whatnot. Then they shuttered it, and they remade it into, like, a hotel room, basically, inside the park. And for a while they were giving it away. You could stay the night inside Disneyland. Now they're not. It's just sitting there, I think, unused.
Is that above the... What building's that above?
Also above Pirates of the Caribbean. It's connected by a door to Club 33, but the door is now alarmed and has security cameras. So
oh, okay.
You can't go through anymore.
So when you spent the night there, did they have fucking someone, like, guarding you there so you didn't, like, go out and run amok?
I believe they did have a guard post, and plus that alarmed and secured door.
Well, even you said that was there even when you could just stay the night?
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's why they put it in.
Oh, okay. I thought they put it in there after they weren't letting anyone stay there.
Oh, no. They put it in there because they were letting people stay there, and they needed to know if they decided to, fuck it, I'm going to get out in the middle of the night, run amok.
Jesus. That'd be kind of weird. It's like, welcome to this wonderful place no one gets to stay in. It's called jail. Be our guest for one night. It's our holding tank.
Be our guest. We'll put your anus to the test.
Has Van been there to Club 33?
I don't know. I should ask him.
And if he hadn't been...
Apparently he's coming to Disneyland the week of 4/20. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to get high at Disneyland.
Hey, man. Aquaman, you want to get high? we're referring to a Smodcast cartoon. Well, I mean, Smodcast episode, but they made it into a cartoon for the love of Smod. It's on YouTube. I probably just linked it.
Link.
Linkity doo.
None of those will be the link sound for this week. All right, I've monopolized most of the conversation. Anybody else have things to say?
Well, me and Tim did something yesterday. Friday.
I'll tell my story next.
Okay, Andy, go ahead, baby. Tell me what's going
on
in
your life. No rush, baby.
Come on. Get it done.
It's all good.
Fucking tell your story, bitch.
From Diego to the Bay, your city is the bomb. Sorry. Channeling Tupac. I apologize. Come on. So what did you guys do?
No, tell your story, bitch.
No.
I want to hear your fucking story. Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Well, I'm holding my peace anyways, but...
Ooh, he's talking about his penis.
Yes, he is.
That was my boner.
Okay. I turned in 2-week notice at my current place of employment on Friday.
Whoop. For a new and exciting job.
Yep.
He's going to knit yak tea coats.
Nope. No, that one didn't work out.
I know.
Turns out that when you ask for a fuck ton of money, they go, that's just too much. Like, well,
I find that also happens when you ask for reasonable or even below the going rate.
Well, you can work for some belly button lint and a free drink. How about that?
Mm. How about this? I will slap you in the face.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, when they were asking me, hey, you know, what would it take you to be – basically to be away from my family and see them, like, on weekends and travel back and forth for at least 6 months. And then potentially to try to sell my house in a down market and move my family a couple hundred miles. It's like, well, if you're really interested in me, I'm one of the best. And if you want the best, you're going to fucking pay for it.
I'm the best of the best, sir.
This is my rifle. This is my gun. I forget which one's for which.
I'm the best of the best of the best.
Of the best, sir.
He's not really the best.
Yeah, no, so this is the other one that just sort of appeared from out of the blue, and yeah, it's going to be, it'll be sort of a new step, new direction, well, not really a new direction, but a new step in my career, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. So in 2 months, I will have had the fourth job in 16 months.
Woo! Woo!
Sorry,
you are defying
weeks.
The yeah. economy. People fucking can't. Unemployment's been at 10%. Fucking Noah's getting, I mean Noah, Andy's getting all the jobs. Yep. That's the problem.
I get the jobs, I use them up, I spit them out, just like your mom.
Why can't I get a job? Andy fucking got them all!
I got 15 jobs, man.
Only I come to this country with one dream, to design yak tea cozies hair thing. I don't speak good. Obviously, this is not my native language. Don't fucking piss me off.
Did you go from Jamaican to, like, fucking yeah. Indian?
I went all over the fucking map like I'm Keanu Reeves in Devil's Advocate. You never know where I'd be talking next, arr.
Oh, so true about Devil's Advocate.
Bleh!
Bleh, I'm a southerner!
That movie was crazy.
Let me tell you what life is like in Georgia. The eastern Georgia where I come from.
Okay. So, Noah, there was my story. You want to tell your lame-ass story?
Well, me and Tim, we went and saw... Well, we first went to the Red Lobster. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, Tim, how was that when compared?
Yeah, not even close.
Okay.
It was delicious, don't get me wrong. And you know where Red Lobster does have it on Club 33? Those fucking biscuits. Mm-hmm. Yes. Club 33, look into it.
Get her done.
Buttery, salty biscuits.
Biscuits
actually,
are crazy.
The bread is fine. I don't want to be. I'm not hating.
Don't be talking bad. You'll never get invited back, sir.
I think it's more than likely I'll never be invited back.
I think you will be. You got it in. I
sort of lucked into this one. It's not like people were like, it's not like my number's going to keep coming up. Oh, it's bab time.
We got to get that guy Tim back. He was just a joy.
I will say our waitress, well, we said Bazanga at one point, and she repeated it back and knew what it meant, and it kept being a running joke. And I was like, oh, she's a cool chick.
I don't know what Bazanga means.
I know, because you won't fucking watch Big Bang Theory, you faggot. I set you up for that. I laid a little trap, and I put some leaves over it, and I was like, and I put some Crocs in the center, so I know that you'd go for it.
God damn it. Tricking me with Crocs again. Ooh, Crocs.
I like pudding. Crocs. Let me put on a pair. And then...
But what did we do after Red Lobster, Noah?
We saw Hot Tub Time Machine, baby!
No, we went back for your credit card.
Oh, yeah, that too. I forgot my credit card.
But yes, we saw Hot Tub Time Machine.
And it was pretty darn good.
Yeah, it was way funnier than I thought it would be.
Tim would even go see it a second time.
Yes, I will take my wife if she would like to go see it. Surprise, although apparently some reviews have already spoiled this, but there's a surprise actor in it that I was not expecting, which I at first thought was just a cameo, but he kept coming back. I was like, oh, shit.
Which one?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to... Andy, do you care if I spoil who it is?
Nah.
Crispin Glover is in the movie.
Okay.
That's
for those of you who
fun.
Don't know, that is George McFly from the Back to the Future movies. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because... you may know he declined to be in Back to the Future 2 and 3 because uh-huh. he wanted a shit ton of money and like all these extra perks, and they were like, no, Michael J. Fox doesn't even get that.
But then didn't he successfully sue them for using his likeness in Back to the Future 2?
That's where I'm going with this.
Oh,
so they
sorry.
Used his likeness and his voice and an actor who they made up to look like him and shot him from far away and blurry. That actor is giving acting lessons.
Random.
Let me let that sink in. The guy whose only credit is looking like a guy who's actually kind of famous. But even then, not that famous.
Yeah, I told my wife something. I said, Crispin Glover. She's like, relation to Danny?
But like that's it. He kind of looks like somebody else, and he was shot out of focus for a couple scenes in two movies. Now he's going to tell you how to act.
That's delicious.
What you want to do is be a blank canvas that someone can paint another more successful actor over, and then stand in the background. This is how you do it.
You never want to stand in the foreground, because then they're going to expect things from you, like... emoting, delivery, hitting marks.
Fuck, a friend of mine, the reason I know is because a friend of mine, when I was talking about time travel hot tub, she was saying that her friend, that she went to that acting seminar with that guy, and I was like, why? How much did you pay? This sounds like the biggest ripoff ever! That's fucking like me giving, lessons on how to be a comedian on television.
You've been on television.
I was on 7 frames of Last Comic Standing season 5. Are you going to pass up on this expertise?
And coffee.
That's not national.
Coffee, 24 cable 12.
I thought it was 20.
Stupid this impression is. Stupid this impression is. See, Tim, I know your fame.
I'm going to live forever.
I think I read somewhere, well, according to Crispin Glover, recently that they were actually offering him less money, and that's why he didn't want to do it.
I'm sure he's not going to spin it so he sounds like the crazy person that he is. You see, I happen to be fucking a lunatic. Did you see me on David Letterman? I am insane.
Or it could possibly be that he is telling the truth.
I don't buy it. Really? The two guys, Bob Gale and Crispin Glover. Bob Gale looks like somebody who isn't going to eat his own foot for no good reason. Crispin Glover, depends on the day.
I'm so sad, and the foot looks so tasty.
But I don't think the company's going to go, like, yeah, we're trying to fuck him over.
Sure he would.
I don't think so.
Producers love to admit when they fuck people over.
Makes them sound like good producers.
And we fucked him. Oh, we gave him a good fucking...
It would have been right wonderful. Over the table, took a baseball bat out, and went to town.
Oh, nice work, Bill. Yes.
Well, he certainly rogered him. Yes, he did.
So, do we have time for our high five this week?
Oh, crap. I didn't even think about it.
I thought about it right before we were... Well, I kind of processed it at the back of my head, and I wrote it down right before we started.
So does that mean Noah doesn't want to do it? Or Noah's going to punt?
I can come up with real quick.
Well, wait, you know what? While you do that, I can read a story that was sent in by one of our listeners.
Okay.
It's a little bring your children around this little children's story. It's got a moral at the end. Did I say it was from CJ? It's from CJ. I'm not going to read the title of the story because I think that gives it away. And here it goes. A long time ago, in the land of adventure, there lived 3 chimpanzees named Tim, Andy, and Noah. They all lived...
Racist.
Since I claim to be a chimp and you 2 are black.
They all lived together in a thick jungle in a treehouse called the Tan Tree. T for Tim, A for Andy, N for Noah. One morning, Andy was walking by the river when he saw 2 small crocodiles. He was so happy! He had been looking for crocodiles all of his life. Andy believed that if he wore crocodiles on his feet, that all the other monkeys in the jungle would be jealous of him. So Andy jumped into the river and asked the crocodiles, "Would you like to be my shoes?" The crocodiles had always wanted to be shoes, so they agreed and they clamped onto Andy's feet, hoping not to hurt him. As Andy walked back to the tan tree, he was happy. He thought he would be the best-looking monkey around. Unfortunately for Andy, no one thought that crocs were fashionable except for him. Andy walked into the treehouse to find Noah and Tim playing on the monkey bars. The moment Andy's tree mates saw that he was wearing crocs, they began laughing uncontrollably. They said that the crocs were the ugliest things they had ever seen. Andy didn't understand. He thought that if he wore crocs, more people would like him. But instead, they were being mean. Andy felt so sad. He ran to his room. Andy cried for hours and hours until he fell asleep. I'm sorry, the story's not over. That's just where Tim freaks out laughing. The next morning, when Andy woke up, he decided that maybe it was just Noah and Tim that thought that his Crocs were ugly, so he decided he would wear them around town and see what people said. As Andy, wearing his Crocs, walked around the jungle town, he noticed that people were pointing at him and laughing. Jeff, a tiger, walked up to Andy and told him that he should stop embarrassing himself and take off the Crocs. Then Van, an iguana, came along and said that Andy should never wear the crocodiles again. Andy began to tear up. Why didn't anyone like his Crocs? As the day moved on more and more, people told Andy that his Crocs were hideous. Because he felt so embarrassed, he began to make up lies. When someone asked him why he was wearing crocodiles on his feet, he told them that he had bought them for a trip to Hawaii he was going to take, or that he just thought they were comfortable, but no one believed him. This was the worst day of the poor monkey's life. Andy the monkey thought about what all the people had said that day. Did their opinions matter? After much thinking and some more crying, Andy came to the conclusion that it didn't matter what other people thought. Andy loved his Crocs. Nothing was going to split them apart. And Andy and his Crocs lived happily ever after.
You're going to hear it when you go to edit, Tim, but I was basically hyperventilating over here trying not to laugh over the story.
So CJ wrote to me, he's like, can I use your guys' name in a story? Because I have to do a creative writing story. I was like, you can, under one condition. You must send me the story when you are done with it.
I
can have any swear words. I'm like, I think it's still funny.
I hope CJ got an A.
Yeah, CJ, how'd you do on that?
Speaking of Andy tearing up.
Danelle was very disappointed in me. Like, why are you encouraging this person?
But did you read her the story, though?
No. Oh.
She might love it.
I don't think she'd get it.
I synopsized it for her. She was not impressed.
We're encouraging him to be creative and blossom.
That's what I said. No, I didn't say anything of the sort. But
I said no shit sick, actually.
I just said, it's funny!
Okay, now, granted it was funny, but fuck you, Tim, and fuck you, Noah.
Okay, we didn't make you buy those Crocs.
Now you've got other people mocking me for owning something I don't wear.
Now it's in the history books. It's written
now
down,
it's in some class project.
And he said that he never wore them or just because they were comfortable, but nobody believed him. God damn it.
That is some pretty creative. That is pretty creative shit. I feel like the class won't appreciate why that's so creative.
Hey, by way of explanation, we'll get another dozen listeners.
The problem is, it's an eighth grade class. I feel uncomfortable enough that CJ listens. That's why Danelle was like, "Why are you encouraging this poor person? He's got his whole life ahead of him."
Don't drag him down with you.
I don't know, man. I remember eighth grade. You're already pretty fucked up by then.
Well, we were.
Well, yes, that's true.
I don't know, an eighth grade.
Clearly we did not trend upwards from there.
Did that diversion buy you enough time there, Noah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, so are we doing, like, a series or just...
Anything animated.
I think it's a wide open.
Series, short movie.
You were the one who asked me, and I said, well, yeah, you could do anything. You include series.
I was thinking series.
Well, you can just impose that rule upon yourself.
Yeah. All
right. Done.
There you go. Okay, so our high five for this week is the high five... cartoons.
High five, five.
As we just said, this could be a cartoon series, it could be a cartoon short, could be a cartoon movie, could be CGI, could be anime. Who knows what's gonna happen? We just talk about some cartoons we like.
Could be claymation.
That's not a cartoon.
That's animated.
It's not a cartoon.
Animated.
Fair enough. Could be claymation.
I just fought for that, even though none of mine are claymation.
You're an idiot.
Yep.
Very much so.
Idiot!
Somebody want to start? I think Andy should start.
I think Andy should catch his breath a little.
All right.
Okay.
Should I start?
I'll start.
All right.
I'm going to start with Luxo Jr.
Is that the short that starred Pixar?
Yep.
Boom!
It was the short that really put Pixar on the map. It was the first... like, real lengthy CGI anything that I'd ever seen. I was a little kid. It was on PBS in between two other things that my family was watching. And I remember being absolutely blown away. You look back on it now and it's like, wow, you know, the environment and the surface properties and all the rest of that stuff, you know, it looks like old CGI. But yeah, it really put Pixar on the map. It really kind of showed that this is a viable art form and all the rest of that shit. And like I said, you know, just personally, I was absolutely floored that somebody made something like that on a computer.
I first saw that at an animation festival. I used to go to those a lot when I was younger, like those where they play like a bunch of animated shorts.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, like the one where broke into people's houses and took poos on their carpets, or perhaps bled from his ass. I was never really clear on what was going on there.
Yes, but I don't remember anyone pooing on the carpets. But the anus is bleeding. If that's what you're referring to.
No. I was referring to something that took like half an hour. Shit, I wish I could remember the name of that abortion, but...
Did we
see that together, Andy?
Yes.
I do remember. Fuck, that was the long... Wait, no, that was a Cinequest, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was at a... It was like an animated festival thing at Cinequest. It was a bunch of animated shorts.
Yeah, I fucking remember. Oh, my God, that was horrible. Like, he was trying to commit suicide, but he was also taking shits. Oh, God, that was horrible.
Wow.
Jesus
and it was
Christ.
Like, like, everybody in there just kind of got uncomfortable with, like, this is horrible. And then, like, it looked like it was done because the screen went black.
Oh, shit.
And people cheered that it was over.
I forgot.
And it came back and everyone booed.
Yes, it looked like he committed suicide and it faded out like, oh, well, he's dead. And it comes back on and we're like, no.
People shouting in the movie.
Why is he still alive?
So this is a movie festival, you know. It should be people who are there for like things that are experimental and risk taking and whatever. But it had just gotten so far to the past, like everybody lost their pretension, and it was like, no, fuck this thing.
Were you there for that, Noah?
I might have seen it, but it didn't really stick out for me.
All right, you couldn't have been there.
Probably because I've seen pretty fucked up shit, so it's just like it was probably shitty, and I just blocked it out.
But it was long and shitty. Oh. I feel bad for the listeners not being able to go through this catharsis, but fuck, that was shit. I would rather watch episode 3 on a loop for 6 days straight. Fuck it. Episode 1, 2, and 3.
For I would rather watch 3 days of the Ewok Tabernacle Choir at the end of the original release of episode 6.
I never had a problem with the Tabernacle Choir.
I know.
Whew, all right. Next up, Noah, you want to go second so we can switch this order up a little, or are you
sure,
still
working
on your list?
Sure, I'm sticking with series.
All right.
That's fine.
That's
like
what
it.
I did, and boom, there. So that has to have been, you know, an ongoing series for them to be on my list. So top of the list is Cowboy Bebop. Probably neither of you have seen that.
Nope.
But it is a very good anime series about these, you know, it was almost kind of like Firefly, where... It was these bounty hunters. They were in space. It kind of had like a Western feel to it. There was, two guys, a girl, a dog, and a kid. But it had like an ongoing story arc where the main guy, Spike, had like a wife or a girlfriend at one time. So it kind of you kind of get more of that story as the series goes on. And there's, you know, his nemesis who keeps kind of popping up. And, you know, it's been a while since I've seen it, but it was very good. It's probably one of the best animes I've ever seen. It was funny. Nice. It was action-packed. So, there you go. Cowboy Bebop. I loved it. And they came out with an animated short. Or, no, they came out with the anime movie that kind of fell between a couple episodes. And that was pretty good as well. Not as good as the series, though.
So. All right. My number 5 is a series as well. I don't know where it originally aired. Our UK listeners might know, but... it was on Nickelodeon for a while. It was called Danger Mouse.
I did not like Danger Mouse.
Really? Oh, I loved that show when I was a kid. It's a secret agent mouse with an eye patch and his faithful assistant, a hamster named Penfold, and they go and they solve crimes.
You say hamster?
Hamster.
Wasn't there a mole? Am I thinking of a different series?
Not that I know of. Wait, I think the mole was his boss.
Oh, okay.
The one that would give him instructions. Although the mole was bigger than the hamster, because the hamster was tiny, and their main villain was a frog. It was supposed to be, it was a combination between James Bond and Sherlock Holmes and an animated show about a mouse and a hamster. So what more do you need?
Lots.
No. I used to quote that little hamster all the time. It would say things like, oh, crumbs. Oh, crikey. Oh, rotten egg. I used to say that shit all the time when I was a kid.
I'm sure your
parents loved it. It was the dope of its day.
It was different than American animation. And yeah, there's something about that. I don't think I like this.
Really? But you can watch Cowboy Bebop?
The Cowboy Bebop is good. You haven't seen it.
It's nothing like American animation.
But that's not why I didn't like it. That was just one of the things.
Look who's changing his story, everybody. Noah, the story changer. You don't like this story? Wait 5 minutes. He's got another one.
And I would say American animation is a lot based on, you know, anime.
No,
you're wrong. There's been some...
I mean, I think there's pretty big influence.
I wouldn't say that.
Not with everything, but...
Yeah, there you go. Look whose story just changed.
That doesn't prove your point.
Okie
dokie. Back to you, Andy.
All right, well, I'm going to throw down South Park.
Oh, yeah.
The animation's crap, but the commentary and the social... Well, the social commentary and the comedy are both, I think, pretty top-notch. They make fun of a lot of different people for a lot of different reasons, but there's some smart comedy hidden inside of all of that crassness.
That falls under what a lot of people say about The Simpsons for me. Like, it used to be funny, but then I just stopped caring. Yeah, it's just been on so long that it's not funny anymore. I kind of feel that way about South Park.
Yeah, South Park is good. I just don't watch it.
Like, every so often I'll give it another chance. Like, meh.
Fair enough.
I see what you're trying to do. You're not getting me.
Have you watched...
I did like it back in the day, and I liked the full-length movie.
Have you watched every episode, Andy?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Have you masturbated to them all?
No. Not all.
Would you say most? Some?
A great deal?
Depends on whether, whether Kenny's in them.
Oh, Kenny.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I finish.
You're like, Caitlin's like, what are you doing there? I'm like, I'm killing Kenny! I'm killing Kenny!
Don't come in!
Okay.
What should I go with? You know what? Boom. Transformers. More than meets the eye, motherfucker.
Oh, back when it was something that was worth watching. Instead of a shitty movie.
Oh, you're talking about the live-action movies, not the anime movies. Or the animated movie. Because I thought the animated movie was pretty good. Back in the time. I haven't watched it lately. Robots in Disguise.
So you're referring to the animated series where Optimus Prime's trailer appeared and disappeared as by magic?
Yes.
Not the new CGI ones or the Transformers where you want to sell you a bunch of little tiny robots? Transformers,
well,
Pokemon?
That's what Transformers was. Hasbro created a television show to sell toys.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
And so it worked, because I had a ton of them.
I was referring to the one where, like, they gained powers by catching them all for the little tiny robots.
I vaguely remember that, but no, I'm talking about the original.
Alrighty.
Because fucking robots and cars. What more do you need as a kid?
Nothing.
That was, like, one of the only boy action shows, like, I would watch. Like, of those cartoons. Like, I wasn't into a lot of them. But most of them, I would say. But I was into that.
No G.I. Joe for you?
That, never.
Wow. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I love that show. Optimus Prime was badass. Fucking, you know, I loved. Well, whoever the evil tape player guy was, I just love him so much.
Soundwave.
But I loved his little guys that would eject out of his chest.
Soundwave.
Little panther. What?
Soundwave. He talked like that, except it sounded more computer-like. Maybe I fixed this in post, but probably not.
They must be terminated.
And then there was also Shockwave, wasn't there?
Maybe.
I believe so.
I think so.
They were related. They were from the Cincinnati Wave family.
Yeah.
I'm done with this joke.
How did Bumblebee become the star of the fucking film?
I do not know.
Not star, but such a big character. I guess he was the one that they wrote in a lot in the series.
That is true, and he was the one that was the friend of Sam Witwicky, but that was because he was a little bitch-ass Volkswagen Beetle.
How did fucking Shia LaBeouf become the star of that movie? That's what I want
to know.
Did
Bumblebee ever kick ass in that show?
Ah, Shockwave was a tank.
There you go.
Like, not to my knowledge, Bumblebee never kicked any ass.
I thought Bumblebee always got his ass kicked.
I think he distracted the bad guy long enough for the real Transformers to get there.
You know, I would like, I mean, even though I hate the live-action series, I would love for them to introduce the Dinobots.
Well?
And I always wanted the Dinobots to form into one big fucking badass dinosaur, like the Constructicons.
But they never did. Anyways, on
yes,
YouTube.
But when me Grimlock kick butt, he actually dented the Constructicon.
Did he now?
He did.
Because he's fucking badass.
Then he basically got his ass handed to him after he dented the ass of Devastator.
But he was fucking one against many. Five?
Well, one big.
Well, but it's made up of five robots.
Well, yes, that's true.
But they were acting as one at that point.
Yeah.
But it's big.
All right.
That's all. Don't you sass me, woman. All
right. I believe it's Tim's turn.
I'm going to go with the real Ghostbusters.
Are you now?
Now, when I say that, I mean the syndicated weekday version, not the Saturday morning version.
There's a difference?
Yes. One, the guy, Peter Venkman, Bill Murray's character, was voiced by Lorenzo Music, the voice of Garfield. The other, he was voiced by Dave Coulier, Uncle Joey from Full House. Guess which one I prefer.
Garfield?
Dave Coulier.
Andy is right. Noah's an idiot.
Yep.
Why would you like the Garfield one?
Because he's funny.
You don't think Dave Coulier is funny?
No. And America agrees with me.
Okay. Fair enough.
There's only so many times you can fall back on saying, fast as can be, you'll never catch me.
Yeah, just think of the Full House. There's three Full House guys. Two of them have a career right now. Which one doesn't? Dave fucking Coulier.
Yep.
Although I liked him when he was on that show Out of Control on Nickelodeon, but then, no.
Is the Garfield guy still working, though?
No, he's dead.
Well, there you go. See? He didn't have a career either.
That's why Bill Murray voiced Garfield in those live-action shit movies.
What?
Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, you do got me. Anyway, real Ghostbusters. It was funny. It took off from the movie Ghostbusters, as opposed to the other Ghostbusters cartoon, which was shit. It had a monkey or something.
Yeah,
that was fucking badass, yo.
Yeah, Ghostbusters. That's all I got. That's all you need. That's all you need to fucking say. Just fucking rent them. Make sure Lorenzo Music's name's on the box. And Arsenio Hall. That's right. Most people still don't know who he is.
Not if you're a child of the 80s. If you're a child of the 80s, you hear Arsenio Hall and your fist goes up in the air and goes around in a circle.
Woo, woo, woo.
Exactly.
All right, Andy, hit it.
All right, I'm going to say The Max. That's with two X's.
It's
shown on MTV in the 90s.
Based on a comic book.
Based on a comic book, yes. Also
based
called The Max.
Based on your mama's titties.
Titties.
The whole show was a great big mindfuck. Like, you were never quite sure what was going on because the characters weren't just, like, probably insane. They were demonstrably insane. So, like, the entire show could have existed as the fantasy of basically any of the main characters. Like, you really could have looked at the show as everyone else except for this one person that I'm focused on right now doesn't exist. They're all figments of that one person's imagination. And the show even kind of played off of that where, like,
blew my motherfucking mind.
There's a real possibility that the Max is only the Max because he is willed to be so by one of the other characters. Yeah, that was it. Noah, did you ever watch it?
Yeah, I was trying to remember. I thought the Max was the main character and everything was in his head.
Well, the Max was the main character, but they kind of implied that the girl that he was defending, I think her name was Julie. I'm going to go look this up. That he might have been either a figment of her imagination or that he could have been sort of called into being by her madness.
Well, all right, so spoilers, if you've never read the comic book, and I could be misremembering because it's been so long, but I thought Max was a homeless guy and everything was in his head and he was Max. I could be misremembering, though.
Yeah, but like the invulnerability to damage, the big spikes on the backs of his hand. Well, I guess not perfectly invulnerable, but, you know, whether or not he was actually a rabbit, where the fuck the is came from. Because remember, Julie was also the Jungle Queen. In the alternate world.
She had a big booty, too. I remember that.
She did have a big booty.
Yeah, that was a fucking crazy... I think I have a couple of issues still.
That was a crazy cartoon.
Anyways, on to me. So, it's funny. Actually, today, I watched Justice League Crisis on Two Earths, I think. It was a new animated series. Which was actually a redone script for what was going to be the Justice League Unlimited. Like, it's going to be the linking movie between Justice League and Justice League Unlimited. But I guess they didn't have the resources for it. So it got shelved and then it got redone to the script for Justice League Unlimited, which is the third thing on my list, Justice League Unlimited. And I love that show. It was Justice League, but also had fucking bunch of other characters. And that's what I liked about it. Because, you know, I like Superman, Batman, you know, Wonder Woman, all of them. But it's nice every once in a while to see some other people that, you know, you're not normally exposed to if you don't read the comic books. And the end of the series was quite good. Oh, another thing reason I like Justice League is unlike a lot of other cartoons, it would have sometimes have like story arcs that would continue over several episodes. And I like that a lot because it wasn't just like each episode is self-contained. It had like a, you know, a story arc that would go from one story to another, come back up again, and it would get resolved.
You mean like it was a real TV show?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that as well.
I should say Justice League Unlimited, the story was interesting. The voice acting, the people that got through the voices was horrible. You guys ever watch NCIS or seen it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know the older guy, the leader?
Gibbs?
Yeah. He is the voice of Superman.
What?
I don't see it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're watching him talk. I thought Tim Daly was the voice of Superman.
What was that?
I thought Tim Daly was the voice of Superman.
He wasn't in this series for whatever reason. Maybe it's because there's a bigger production. They want to get some real actors. They got William Baldwin as Batman. That sucked.
What?
Yeah.
All the voices for the main characters were off.
Alec Baldwin doing the voice of Batman might have been interesting. Stephen Baldwin might have been able to pull it off. I can't
say. Wait. Are you saying for Justice League Unlimited this was the case? Or for
for the movie I just watched. Sorry.
All right. Fucking be more clear.
I thought it was clear, but anyways.
You were not clear!
I thought I just said the movie wasn't that great.
You might have been clear. I wasn't really paying attention.
Pay attention.
So then what's on your list? The movie or the series?
The series, but I was just trying to put a review of the movie while I was at it. Because I watched it. That's all.
God damn it.
So like I said, story's interesting, voice acting sucks.
All right. Good to know. Oh, did they get Michael Dorn?
Who is he the voice of?
That's a reference to last week when I was talking about the guy who played Worf doing a shitty job doing his voiceover for the Star Trek crowd.
Yeah,
I thought you were actually being serious because Michael Dorn's done a bunch of voiceover work.
He has, so it could have worked.
Yeah, I think he might have been in a Justice League or did a character.
Did he phone it in?
Not that I recall. It wasn't that they're phoning in. It's just like, you know, we're so used to these certain types of voices for these characters, or at least I am. It just didn't really match what I was expecting. And
well, there you go.
I will put a link to the preview, so you'll probably be able to see it for yourself.
All right. While he's putting a link to the preview... well, that's a series off my list. I'm going to go with DuckTales. That was the flagship of the Disney Afternoon, which was this 2-hour block of cartoons in the afternoon every weekday. Religiously, I would watch that shit to the detriment of my homework, well past the age when a young man should be watching cartoons in the afternoon.
I did too.
I had my shit planned out. I knew when cartoons started at 2:30. I was like, boom, it's time.
When it first came on, it was Gummy Bears, DuckTales, Chippendale's Rescue Rangers, and Tailspin. I would usually come in at DuckTales. I didn't really care for the Gummy Bears.
Yeah.
Then they shifted everything up a half hour. They kicked off Gummy Bears, DuckTales, then Rescue Rangers, then Tailspin, then Darkwing Duck, which is... You know what? I hope I'm not burning people's lists. I'm going to list every cartoon ever.
Keep going. You're not even approaching any of mine, Tim. Go ahead.
And we were talking about when we were Mousetalgia, we were sitting around. I was telling him what we were going to do this week on Tancast, and I was like, yeah, we're going to talk about our top 10 cartoons, and I mentioned DuckTales, and I was like, and I think it was Dave who was saying, if you were Uncle Scrooge and you tried to dive into a big vat of money, you would break your neck.
Now, they showed other people trying to dive into Uncle Scrooge's vat of money, and they all hit their heads and hurt themselves.
Yes.
Uncle Scrooge has a magic affinity with the gold coin.
What's even grosser is he pops his head out and he spits a bunch of gold coins out like it's water. I'm like, that would taste horrible! Have you ever accidentally put a penny in your mouth when you were like a kid? You're like, oh God, what was I thinking? No!
Actually, I don't think the gold would taste like much, because there wouldn't be any... like real electrical reaction. Gold doesn't tarnish.
Science!
Copper tastes like copper because it's like actually reacting with shit in your mouth.
I also said if I ever get that rich, I'm totally just buying a big building with a dollar sign on the side of it, and I'm gonna that's going to be where I keep my money.
That does not seem quite wise.
What? I can't imagine anything wiser.
Hey, everybody, money here, money here.
Tim's going to set up like flamethrowers hidden inside bushes and...
Oh, yeah, my house is the bottom floor. I believe that's how that Uncle Scrooge's money bin. Didn't he live in the... No, I guess he had a separate mansion.
Yeah, he had a separate mansion. The money bin was separate.
Uncle Scrooge's money bin.
It'd be funny if it's made like modern day. It'd be just a computer with a bunch of numbers on it.
Speaking of DuckTales, they had an old school Nintendo game for that show. That thing was fucking hard.
I vaguely remember it.
It was like, it was Nintendo hard.
Yeah.
Like, Uncle Scrooge's, basically his only form of attack was to jump up and put his cane down and bounce off of people.
I remember that, yeah. It was not easy enough for me to play it long enough, very long.
Yeah.
Fuck this! This is my attitude to most adversity.
Fuck this!
This is slightly difficult. Fuck this! Andy?
Which one should I toss out next?
Andy just took a shit?
I'm gonna throw out Toy Story. I know I've already done a Pixar, but...
You can't do more than one Pixar. There's rules.
There's no rules. It's like Outback Steakhouse.
No, you can suck these rules. You can suck these rules right up.
I'm looking forward to part three. I enjoy this series of movies.
Me too. Yeah, it was a good story. It was, you know, technically kind of an amazing feat.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it the first mass market?
It was the Snow White of computer animated motion pictures.
Yeah. And, really got the genre off on the right foot. Still holds up.
I recently saw it in 3D. I can't really say 3D added a shitload to the experience. Almost as though they were not designing that movie to be watched in 3D. Although I have to say, outside of like Captain EO and Muppet Vision's 3D and even Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, there's not a lot of 3D movies that I'm like, ah, the 3D. If I hadn't seen that in 3D, it would have sucked.
Yeah, I don't think it makes or breaks a movie. I just think it adds a little something extra to it.
I saw Up in 3D, I could have just as well seen that not in 3D and still come. Like, it was a story, not the spectacle.
Well, right, but I mean, like, I think Avatar, like, the 3D added something to it.
Yeah, but then again, when we discussed Avatar before, 3D also took some shit away from it. Like, when things were just magically appearing in the middle of the theater and then disappearing off the other side of the screen, but not because that was motivated in any way.
For you.
You know, if you're going to have things physically existing outside the screen, out in space with me, then they need to behave logically or else it hurts my brain.
Yeah, I didn't notice. I was focusing on the action.
Well, that's because you have a very simple mind.
That's right.
Next.
That would be
Batman animated series. Boom.
He just did one. Oh. My bad.
I was like, what? No. So yeah, Batman animated series.
Oh, Batman! Thought you said Fat Man.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, okay. Tim, your statements afterwards make a lot more sense now.
I liked it. There was at some point where they, and I'm talking about not the original, I'm talking about when they kind of redid the characters, and Batman switched to a darker costume. Like, mm-hmm. It used to be, like, blue and gray, and they switched, like, I think, black and gray.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of redesigned all his villains. I really like that change. And then there's been a bunch of Batman anime series since then, but I'm talking about Batman the original anime series. And even before they did the redesign, it was good. It was good storylines, you know, good voice acting. I like the animation.
Kind of looked like those old Max Fleischer Superman cartoons, but it still had a newer look to it as well.
It did. Well, it really had a newer look once they did the redesign. But yeah, before that, it was very retro, very, you know, simple lines.
Yeah, very kind of art deco.
That was one of my favorite. I would watch them all. I'm like, Oh, and my favorite one was where they were talking about, there's three kids talking about how Batman, they see Batman. And one, they pulled right from the comic book.
I know which episode you're talking about.
What?
I know which episode you're talking about.
Oh, okay. There's one episode where they pull some scenes from The Dark Knight Returns. And it was very good. I would like to see them. It would be cool if they made an anime movie out of Dark Knight Returns or did a live action version of it. Either way, I would like to see that. And that's a comic book, Tim.
Yes. A graphic novel, is it not?
Well, now it is. I think originally it came out in issues, but I don't remember.
All right.
And boom goes the dynamite. It's you.
Trying to decide what I should do next. I'm going to go with Clerks, the animated series.
Oh,
good
yeah.
choice. Good choice.
we've mentioned it before on the program. I think it was one of my top DVDs that I enjoy watching over and over again. Didn't enjoy that show when it was on the air. I was like, this is nothing like Clerks. Fuck you, Kevin Smith. And then bought it on DVD. I was like, all right, I see what you're doing. And now I enjoy it immensely.
Yeah, we both watched it, I think, together.
Mr. Dante, there's a message in this bottle. Then
throw it out.
And we both didn't care for it. And then for some reason, we really liked it when you got it on DVD.
Oh, no, Bear's driving. How can that be? I still say that one at inappropriate times.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Way to go.
All right, go for it. Your turn, buddy boy.
All right. Well, for my last one... Duckman.
Oh, yeah, I remember you liked that.
Oh, yeah.
So much so that you had a friend of ours draw it for you. Well, actually, she just offered to draw whatever your favorite cartoon was, and that's what she drew.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember that.
Jason Alexander was the main voice.
Yep.
He was on USA.
Yep.
Vaguely remember it.
I wasn't into it.
Nor I.
That was fucked up and funny and weird.
Just like my ball.
I think I didn't really care. Well, one thing I didn't care about was, like, the animation style.
Yeah.
Or the art
yeah,
style.
Yeah, it was kind of...
Crap-o-rama.
Although...
Well, it was actually, like the motion and everything was, like, detailed. It was just, like, the characters were weird and kind of off-putting.
Not as bad as Squiggle Vision.
I'm guessing none of us have that on our list.
No, I hope not.
Dr. Katz?
Oh, yeah, god damn. Just for the content, I found Dr. Katz unlistenable, but, oh, my god. The squiggly edges? Completely unwatchable, as far as I was concerned.
All right. No,
on to me. In contrast to the other one I picked, Superman the Animated Series.
Mm-hmm.
Again, good storyline, good characters, you know, arcing storylines, you know, that would be continued. Good voice acting, good animation. It was just a good series. I wish they would make more of them. I have been watching all the anime movies they've been coming out with, and they're enjoyable.
Not as good, though?
You know, it's limited, so... It's not as good in the sense that, you know, I'm not getting a full, like, series. Just, you know, an hour long. But they're still good. But like I said, the one today was my least favorite. Just because, yeah, the voices just kind of took me out of it.
So Mark Harmon was Superman?
Yep.
Yeah, that doesn't... That's weird that you refer to him as the old guy. Like, I mean, I guess he is old, but I wouldn't really call him that.
Hey, old guy. Yeah, and he just used his regular voice. He didn't have, like, that kind of, you know, I am Superman kind of voice you think of. Just did, like, kind of like his Mark Harmon voice. And William Baldwin didn't, even though, you know, it's kind of off-putting when they kind of make their voice raspy, William Baldwin didn't really try to do it at all. He just kind of talked like, hey, I'm Batman, I'm talking.
Not like, I'm Batman. I'm also Freddy Krueger.
there we go, Superman the Animated Series. I think I probably watched them all. I probably watched all of the series. Justice League, Batman, and Superman. I probably watched all the episodes. And a coworker gave me a bunch of Justice League DVDs.
You are a DC super fan.
I don't know about DC. It was just a good... I mean, I did watch the... Yeah, I don't know. The X-Men ones they came out with didn't seem as good. They weren't as memorable.
I don't know why you had to get all defensive about it.
I am
it,
motherfucker! Fucker mothers! Bet you... I'll do you too.
I don't like DC. Just I like Justice League and Batman and Superman. Occasionally Aquaman. Sometimes I watch The Flash. Green Lantern. Green Arrow. Sometimes, you know, people. The Teen Titans. You know, if you check them out. Super Friends is a classic.
You done?
Just about. All right. So mine, my number one is not a series, nor is it a movie. It is a short from the Goofy series called How to Golf, or Learn to Golf. Learn to Golf or How to Golf? Fuck, I don't remember which one it's called.
There's
but basically
golfing
it's
involved.
Goofy. Yeah, it's Goofy learning how to golf.
I bet you at one point in there you hear the sound.
yeah, this was... that may be the link sound this week. So there wasn't a link just there, everybody. Just letting you know. this was during the period of time where the guy who voiced Goofy had moved over to either the Fleischer Studios or Warner Brothers. I can't remember which. So Goofy didn't talk for a really long time. So they did all these shorts with Goofy of him teaching you how to do things, like learn how to dance, how to play tennis, basketball. And like,
well,
he never
speaking?
Yeah, he never talked. It was just a narrator, and he was doing stuff kind of like Harpo Marx would be a good example, but basically the narrator is just describing what's happening, and then he's just doing things that are funny. And occasionally they do have that sound clip on file, so you will hear him go, "Yahoo!"
Is that?
But like,
sorry, go ahead.
Well, like, yeah. So there was no new dialogue, and so this golf one, that at one point somehow he interacts with a bull. Like, there's a bull on the golf course, and he's pissed it off, and it's chasing him.
What the fuck is the bull doing on the golf course?
The bull is running after him, and he's like, moo, moo, and all of a sudden he goes, baa, and like he stops and looks at the camera and goes, baa, and he starts going to show up, he's like, moo, moo, me, moo, moo, and then he bats his eyelashes and looks back at the camera and goes, uh-huh, and then goes back to chasing Goofy. Like, it's the it was one of the funniest animated moments I have ever seen in my life. That's what I hold all animated moments up to. That moment of fuck, that is random, especially for Disney.
Was one of those the one where he was showing you how to put in your new television, or did he talk during that one?
I do not recall that one. I have the complete animated Goofy on DVD. I can look for it. I don't remember that one. That may have been later on, though. There were a series of how to blank later on in Goofy's lifespan.
I was always amused by the Disney shorts that was like The House of Tomorrow or The Car of Tomorrow or whatever, where they kind of took the old speculative fiction shorts from like the 40s, 50s, and 60s and sort of made them odd.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, does anybody respond?
I wasn't sure if you were asking a question. It was a lot of words.
Words. So, did anyone have any throwaways? Any honorable mentions?
I have a couple.
Oh, yeah. I've got a few, too. Tim, do you want to start off? Or?
No, I figured we could just keep going in the same order and get this done so we can wrap it up.
Got it. I tossed Howl's Moving Castle into my honorable mention list.
Nice.
That's good. Good.
Also, SpongeBob SquarePants, because I feel that's a little kid's cartoon that it's got just enough subversive humor inside of it that it won't drive me nuts to watch it with
my
kid.
He looks like a guy that wears Hawaiian shirts, and I bet he wears Crocs, too, just like you.
SpongeBob SquarePants wears SquarePants and a little
tie
shirt and tie.
He's had a Hawaiian shirt on at some point. I know.
I don't think so. Well, maybe. I haven't watched them all. I wanted there to be something left to discover with my son. Drawn Together.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it that good?
No, it's funny as hell.
Huh.
Yeah, and they're kind of dragging in from a lot of different animated tropes and making fun of them.
You said tropes.
I did.
Anything else?
So, yeah. I was sad when they canceled Drawn Together. I thought it was some funny shit.
Focus.
And when I was a little kid, I used to watch Thundercats and G.I. Joe in addition to the Transformers that we've already talked about.
Yeah, those are the two boy-centric cartoons that I was like, meh, I never really watched that shit.
Snarf, snarf.
Oh, I also watched He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Oh, shit, I forgot about He-Man.
He-Man.
I loved the shit out of some
He-Man. I
always
wondered how Skeletor made, like, facial expressions. That always bothered me.
The same way, Spider-Man can do, like, expressions through his mask.
That's true.
Yeah, and Batman's eyes can narrow.
Yeah. And Jack Skellington, I guess, also made faces.
Right. Based on my tertiary Google image search, I have not found a single picture of SpongeBob SquarePants wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Boom. You know the punishment for being wrong is, Tim.
No.
You gotta drink that booty juice.
Oh. Patrick seems to be wearing some sort of Hawaiian print pants.
They're swim trunks. But yes, they are flower print.
I figured as much. Noah, honorable mentions. Let's wrap this shit up.
G.I. Joe. Mask. I don't know why that's funny.
Sorry, I was just watching a Robot Chicken, which I guess should also get an honorable mention for reminding me of all the things I love in my childhood and how much they actually sucked. They're doing like the mask entry thing, but they just keep rewriting lyrics to kind of make fun of the show. Like, mask, do they sell the gas to themselves? Mask, do they know that command doesn't start with a K?
I don't think they do. But they got kick-ass masks and cars, baby.
Mask, the things they turn into are worse than the things they were before. if I can find that clip from Robot Chicken, I'll link it for you, Tim, so that other people can enjoy that as well.
Anything else?
And there's also one that I really liked. Let me see if I can get the name of it. I think it was called Galaxy Rangers. And I don't know if anyone ever watched this, but it was like, it was Wild West in space. And I remember this one guy. He was kind of like the loner, like the Wolverine type. He was like very powerful. He could like hit his chest and all of a sudden he would get all powerful and could kick ass. I should see if Netflix has that. It's probably not good anymore, but I remember at the time I was so into it. That's all I got. All
right. My honorable mentions, The Simpsons,
mm-hmm.
Aladdin, Pinocchio, and The Incredibles.
Woman, where is my super suit?
Why do you want to know?
You told my suit is woman! And that's Tancast for this week, folks. We're out of time. So thanks for listening. And remember, spay and neuter your mother.
Yep, because that bitch be fucking everything.
She's a randy one.
She's a randy one.
You're a randy one, Mrs. Grinch.
And to all the clever 8th graders who Googled Tim, Andy, and Noah to try to figure out where the hell CJ got it, welcome. We hope you enjoyed giving your parents heart attacks.
And to all you parents out there, if you're a foxy lady, you should fuck somebody.
Keep fucking that chicken.
Alright.
Alright, good night, everybody.
Goodbye. Bye. Thank you for listening to TanCast episode 93. Be sure to visit TanCast.com for show notes and to leave a comment on this episode or any of our blogs. You can also find links to our iTunes feed where you can subscribe to us and leave us a comment if you haven't already. You can also find a link to CafePress.com/TanCast where you can buy all your official TanCast merchandise and a link to Podcast Alley where you can give us a vote for the month of April or March. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next week.
TanCast. Oh, Tim, 24 is getting even better.
I think you're being sarcastic.
That's good, because it's on its way out.
It's getting better. Tim, it's wonderful. All those things you love about it. Yeah, it is on its way out. But, you know, really, how long can they keep it up? Before people
as
are like, really,
I
Jack
keep
Bauer?
Keep my dick in your mother. What?
Really, Jack Bauer? You're going to save the world again? Come on.
How many more times is that dude going to die? Jack Bauer is a fucking zombie.
Or Jesus.
No, that would be a sweet 24. 24 zombies.
There was a Robot Chicken episode where Jason and the Argonauts were going off to search for the Golden Fleece, and Jesus was taking another half of the Argonauts somewhere else, and Jesus just kept telling the Argonauts to turn the other cheek, so a bunch of them would get slaughtered, and Jesus would die, and he would resurrect immediately.
Yes. I remember the org guy just kept clubbing him, and he kept coming back. Ogre, not org.
Why the org.
The org organization.
I do believe that was supposed to be a Cyclops, but...
Cyclops, Ogre, I don't give a fuck. I call it an org, and it can deal with it, because it's made of clay, and it's fictional.